Good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kondo speaking. It's that time again when all the children around the world are getting ready to go to bed. And I am the candle glowing on their bedside table, sending all of my light of love and caring and wonderment to each child everywhere in the universe. And all children are filled with that love. I visit the children all over the world, and they tell me the stories of the wonderful adventures they're going through. I was talking with Ralph, and Ralph is a very fine young man, and Ralph was sitting on his bedside table, because it was a nice size, and the lamp, the candle that I am, was burning next to him. And Ralph says, "Mr. Candle, do you know, I'm a happy guy." And I said, "Well, Ralph, how happy that you are a happy guy. How old are you?" "I'm 9. "Well, Ralph, I think that's a wonderful age. And you know, Mr. Candle, I am very fortunate." "And why are you fortunate, Ralph? What makes you so fortunate?" "Well, Mr. Candle, I am fortunate because I like girls." "Oh, a 9-year-old boy and you like girls? Well, good for you, Ralph. You got started early on this wonderful game of enjoying everything in the world." "Well, I do, Mr. Candle, I do. I like girls. And you know, Mr. Candle, I have four girls that I really like. And then my mom's the fifth, yeah, but I have four girls that I really like." "Well, that's wonderful, Ralph. And you know, Mr. Candle, one girl is named Iris." "Iris? That's a lovely name." "Yeah, Iris. And she's very gentle, and she's very dainty, and she's a very loving and caring girl. And you know, Iris and I, we sit and have long talks together, and Iris treats me just like a guy. She treats me just like anybody else. And we have such fun together because she accepts me just the way I am." "Well, that's wonderful, Ralph. You certainly start out good liking girls." "Well, that's not the end. Then there's Ingeborg. And Ingeborg is a very special girl. Ingeborg loves to visit with me and loves to play with my toys and loves to come and sit by my side and have some cocoa with me when Mother fixes it for us. And Ingeborg says, my mother makes the nicest cocoa." And Ingeborg's so smart. So I say to Ingeborg, "Ingeborg, how come you're so smart?" And Ingeborg says, "Well, Ralph, just being around you makes me feel so brilliant. I can be around other people and they don't make me feel so brilliant, but Ralph, you make me feel brilliant." "Well, why do I make you feel brilliant, Ingeborg?" "Well, you make me feel brilliant, Ralph, because you like me just the way I am. You enjoy me just the way I am. You don't try to tell me that I should or shouldn't do this, or I should or shouldn't do that, or I should try to be nicer to you, or that I should bring you presents, or that I should do. You don't say any of that, Ralph. And it's just fun to be with you. I like you, Ralph." And Ralph says, "See, Mr. Cattle, I got two beautiful girls there, including my mom. And then I have Ellen." "Oh, you have another one, Ellen. Well, what kind of a girl is Ellen, Ralph?" "Well, Mr. Candle, Ellen is a very businesslike lady. But you know, Ellen has done something special for me." "Oh, what's that, Ralph?" "Ellen helps me know that I am a very spiritual boy." "Spiritual boy? How about that? What does it mean to be a spiritual boy, Ralph?" "Well, to be a spiritual boy means that I totally like myself, and I totally like everyone in my world, and I see myself as a beautiful, loving, wonderful boy." Ellen tells me this all the time. and that I see everybody in the world as beautiful and wonderful and lovely. And Ellen tells me that I go around doing nice things for other people, and I'm always wanting to be helpful to other people, and I'm always loving other people, and I'm always being myself and just having so much fun and just going everywhere, and everywhere I go, everybody loves me, they love me. And Ellen says, isn't it great that they can do that? And you bet, Mr. Cattle, it's so wonderful. Ellen makes me feel so good because she sees in me things I hadn't even noticed. Well, I think that's great, Ralph. You certainly have a wonderful collection of girls. Oh, I have another one, and lots more, but I have another one, that's Sylvia. Oh, Sylvia, that's a pretty name. Now, what does Sylvia do with you? Well, Mr. Candle, don't tell anybody else this. I won't. But Sylvia comes, and she sits real close to me, and she holds my hand, and she says, Ralph, when I hold your hand, I feel so good. I feel so warm. I feel so loved. Thank you, Ralph, for letting me hold your hand. Well, you know, Mr. Cattle, I can't take my hand away from her. I can't say, no, I don't want to hold hands with a girl. I don't want to. And you know, Mr. Cattle, it does feel kind of good. It does feel kind of good to hold hands with a girl. And Sylvia makes me feel like it's so precious that it's more for her than it is for me. But you know, Mr. Cattle, it's really more for me than it is for her, because I feel just wonderful. Sylvia has a way of just making me feel on top of the world. And Mr. Cattle, I like being on top of the world. I like girls. Well, Ralph, if you keep that up all your life, and unconditionally loving girls all your life, you'll be happy all the time. Oh, I know, Mr. Cattle, I know. Every time I'm around girls, I feel very happy. Last year, I didn't feel so happy around girls, but this year, oh, I feel so happy. And you know, Mr. Cattle, I'm 10, and I'm a very nice boy. Oh, I can see that, Ralph. I can see that you are a very nice boy. And I can see that you share that niceness with all the girls. And I bet you have some boyfriends too. Oh yeah, they're okay. They're okay, I know. Okay. Hey, Ralph, it's time to get in bed. The Sandman is coming, and he's going to drop his pixie dust all over you, and you're going to have wonderful dreams, probably about girls, and make you feel so happy and so wonderful and so good. So climb in bed, Ralph. Okay, Mr. Candle. Mom, Dad, come on in here. Time for my bed. I'm going to hug you and kiss you and tell you how much I love you. Especially you, Mom. Oh, you are wonderful. And there's Mr. Sandman dropping his pixie dust on all the boys and girls and giving them beautiful dreams for a beautiful night. This is Mr. Candle speaking, boys and girls. I'll be back another night. And until then, I love you eternally.